Greetings to all our listeners and welcome back to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, your guide on this journey to mastering Snowflake. Episode 85 is set to demystify one of the pivotal features in Snowflake, procedures. Let's dive deep into the realm of procedures in Snowflake, an advanced topic that forms the cornerstone for developing sophisticated and efficient data processing routines in your Snowflake environment. Understanding this concept is not just fundamental, but crucial for anyone looking to excel in the SnowPro Core Certification exam. Firstly, what exactly are procedures in Snowflake? Simply put, procedures allow you to encapsulate SQL scripts along with control flow logic into a single callable unit. This makes repeated executions of complex data transformations or data maintenance tasks much easier and more reliable. Written in JavaScript, these procedures provide the flexibility to execute complex SQL statements, conditionally process data, and much more, all while managing transactions within the procedure itself. When defining a procedure in Snowflake, you'll first need to be familiar with the create procedure statement. This crucial command requires you to specify the procedure's name, input parameters, if any, return type, and the JavaScript code that implements the procedure's logic. It's essential to understand that the JavaScript code defines SQL statements to be executed, controls the flow of these statements, and can return a result back to the caller. One of the key advantages of using procedures is transaction control. Within a procedure, you can manage transactions explicitly using begin and commit commands or implicitly relying on Snowflake to manage them. This gives you granular control over data integrity and consistency, particularly when performing batch data operations. Another important aspect to grasp is the security model around procedures. Execute privileges on a procedure are controlled by role-based access, meaning you must have the appropriate permissions to both create and execute procedures. This ensures that only authorized users can perform potentially sensitive data operations. Error handling in procedures is another critical area. Snowflake procedures provide mechanisms to catch and handle errors within the JavaScript code, allowing for more robust and error-resistant applications. Make sure to familiarize yourself with the try-catch blocks in JavaScript as they are employed within the procedure's code to manage errors effectively. Lastly, it's worth noting the performance implications of using procedures. While they introduce a powerful tool for data management, it's crucial to optimize your procedures, SQL statements, and logic to prevent potential performance bottlenecks in your Snowflake environment. In preparing for your SnowPro Core Certification exam, practicing with procedures will give you a hands-on understanding of how to create and manage them effectively. Experiment with different scenarios, from data loading to complex transformations, and understand how transactions and error handling can impact your procedures. To wrap up, mastering procedures in Snowflake will not only prepare you for the certification exam, but will also elevate your skill set to efficiently manage and manipulate data within Snowflake. As always, we encourage you to explore, practice, and perfect your understanding of this essential topic. Thank you for tuning into episode 85 of our podcast. Stay curious, keep learning, and I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, this is Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux signing off.